Right now at the start of the show, we're going to welcome in the crew from the Cedar Room. We have Hector, BJ, Amber, Calvin, and Burgundy joining us in the studio. Guys, thanks for taking some time for us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And BJ's coming in for the first time here in the new calendar year. BJ, I haven't seen you in a little while.
Yeah, my morning chores have lightened up a little bit.
Have they? You still got the Pioneer jacket on.
Oh,
so.
Look at that. That's warm.
They do have some pretty good swag.
They do.
You pay a pretty penny for it, but they've got some good swag.
You do.
Now, guys, we know that the Valentine's Day holiday is quickly approaching. The Cedar Room, probably one of the best destinations between Denver and Omaha for those lovers and maybe for those squirrel lovers as well for this Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Yep. You might want to make some reservations because it's booking up really quick.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty afraid that somebody might get turned away. So if you really want to eat down there for Valentine's Day, come make a reservation, please.
Yeah, just highly encourage, and probably a phone call will probably do you much better than trying to get online.
Okay.
Reservations are pretty well full, clear up until 8, and that's starting in the morning.
Okay.
So
pretty booked for that Valentine's Day holiday, but we've been giving folks a warning here for a little while. So
yeah. There's still quite a few spots to fill. But,
okay.
And, you know, I mean, we'll obviously make accommodations to fill everybody. So do the best we can.
Right. Yeah. And something we've done, normally Sunday, Valentine's Day, obviously. On our Sundays, we just do a brunch menu, 11 to 3. What we've done for Valentine's Day is we're not going to do our brunch menu. We're going to be open 11 to 10.
Okay.
And we're going to do our full menu with a Valentine's special.
Awesome. So it's going to be a unique Sunday then at the Cedar Room, obviously, with the Valentine's Day holiday falling on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And are reservations pretty booked for that entire weekend so far?
They're stacked.
Yeah.
I would say there's still some windows to fill up. But, yeah, I mean, I'd highly encourage if you want to come in and have dinner that night, make a reservation.
And nobody says you have to celebrate Valentine's Day on Valentine's Day.
Not.
It's encouraged, but
yes.
You can always go to the Cedar Room ahead of the Valentine's Day holiday and have that sit-down meal prior to the holiday.
You're exactly right. So Friday and Saturday are also pretty well booked up, you know. So it's like you guys, you know, if you really want to come out and have a nice dinner, make sure you call it.
Yeah.
Right. And on that note, too, we've also done the Valentine's Day special. It will run also Friday, Saturday.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
And what do we have from the mixologists for that Valentine's Day holiday?
Oh, boy. I've got three new winter drinks, and I've got one that's a exclusive Valentine's Day drink. We have come up with a chocolate-covered cherry cocktail for Valentine's Day. It's definitely a dessert drink, but totally awesome.
It's delicious.
It's so good. It's so good. How many is Hector having?
Supplies are limited due to right.
I also have a coconut snowball cocktail, and that's going to have a coconut rim. It's a light blue color, and if you like coconut, you're going to love that drink.
Okay. And so what gives it that light blue color then?
I put a little of the blue curacao in there, and it doesn't change the taste. It just gives it a nice light blue.
A different color.
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay.
And then we have a Strawberry Alchemist, which is a strawberry lemongrass vodka, lemon, simple syrup, and an egg white that puts a little bit of a foam on the top.
Oh, wow.
So it's a nice strawberry forward cocktail drink, yeah.
Okay, awesome. And we've heard a little bit about the menu, Calvin Burgundy, but tell us again about this menu for the Valentine's Day holiday, if you don't mind.
We're bringing back the Surf and Turf Alfredo. So it's our homemade Alfredo sauce with lobster and steak.
Okay.
You'll have a broccoli and spinach in there with fresh grated parm. Ooh. And yeah. So
the last time we served this, I mean, they made 120 quarts or something around that.
Oh, wow.
We blew through it.
Everything was gone. It's like, oh, my God.
Good problem to have.
Yeah, it's a really good dish. To come out and try.
Don't forget to mention the dessert first.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we're going to actually have a lovely little dessert feature for Valentine's weekend. We're going to make a little strawberry shortcakes.
Oh,
so
I like it.
Definitely be prepared for that.
Yeah. Grandma used to make a lot of strawberry shortcake, so I'm a big strawberry shortcake fan.
Well, then you'll definitely have to come try some and let me know what you think.
I'm a big dessert guy, as it shows, so I can definitely do that. Now, we know the Valentine's Day holiday is quickly approaching, but Hector, we were talking off the air, Fat Tuesday's coming up heels of Valentine's
Day.
Yes,
and it's going to be a really crazy night. I think it's going to be really fun. We'll have complimentary beads and mask while supplies last, right? So come out and have a fun time. We'll have a backdrop for photo opportunities. So
awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun night. We'll have the Cajun music up on the radio and kind of go like that. And I'll let the Burgundy and Calvin go over the menu for that day as well.
Please, sure.
So I just want to let everybody know that I'm taking this to heart. This is where I fell in love with the food industry, was down in New Orleans, so Fat Tuesday's a big deal for me.
Okay.
So not going to try to disappoint. But
as authentic as it can get in the middle of the Midwest.
Right.
Very true. So to start off during lunch, we're going to have chicken and chicken gumbo with shrimp po' boy, and we'll feature that all week long. But then you could come in for dinner and get you some, for an appetizer, you can get boudin sausage. For dinner, you can get our crab oil. And then for dessert, we're going to do beignets.
Okay. Wow.
So we're really going down there to the French Quarter.
Yeah. We're going to bring New Orleans here.
Right, huh?
I like it. It gets awfully creative, too.
Yeah.
And the uniqueness of this opportunity, too, you're not going to find anything like this. I mean, maybe Omaha has something similar, but you're going to have to spend an arm and a leg getting there. They're in a worse situation than we are, COVID-19-wise. So,
yep.
I mean, this is a really unique opportunity for folks.
Oh, absolutely. And we highly encourage people to come out in their gold, green, and purple. So, you know, I mean, those are the traditional colors of Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
We got a big, huge box delivered the other day with just beads upon beads upon beads and stuff. So it'll be a fun night, you know, something that we don't see regularly around this area. And then
really unique.
Yep, and going forward, we're going to try and do everything for those themed holidays, right, like St. Patty's Day, too, where we're also working on some things like that. We'll have corned beef made in-house, and then the soda bread and all that. So, it should be a
and
fun
drinks.
Night.
And
green drinks, I can imagine.
You know, Tristan, and also talking about drinks, I mean, here in our next shipment, we should have some Blanton's bourbon whiskey. So so that's not a terribly expensive drink, but it is a very hard-to-get drink.
And something that you can't find a lot out here.
Correct. Uh-huh. And hopefully this spring we'll have some Pappy Van Winkle. For those that are aficionados, they will know exactly what I'm talking about. Pappy Van Winkle is a very, very coveted whiskey, and it's hard to get.
Okay.
So our vendors are saying, hey, you guys are on the list. As soon as we get them in, you'll hopefully get some allocations.
That's awesome.
It won't be something that's, hey, let's go have one just for recreation. It'll be something you'll probably have to save up to come and drink.
Special occasion, too, and maybe something to commemorate.
Correct. So. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some of those bottles go upwards of $5,000
a
bottle. So, it's pricey. Hopefully, we can get a much better deal, but a fantastic spirit to have.
Now, guys, we do need to wrap up here in a few moments, but when we're talking about the uniqueness of the Cedar Room, I want to mention again, Shark coming to the menu soon.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
Already! I should have the Joss music ready.
Exactly. Yes.
Got to on that one. So, no, we're going to do Shark. We're going to do shark fin soup, but a different way.
Okay.
We're
going to
do
a
cook-off lunch for y'all.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then just more seafood after that. We got Lent is, I know in this area, is very big. So we're going to go above and beyond and try to deliver some of the best Lent dishes you've seen around this area. So, but shark, I hope everybody's ready. I am. You know,
I will suffer to try it.
The sacrifices that you guys take.
Yes.
Some days, yes.
So as we're talking about all these exciting things, obviously we encourage folks to get those reservations in now, especially for the Valentine's Day holiday. How can they get those reservations in, guys?
By calling 308-532-4825 is our phone number. Or you can get online, and people love our reservation system on there. It's at thecedarroomne.com. It's a very, very simple process. People, like I said, are really loving that.
Good. Good. Awesome. Guys, anything else anybody wants to add this morning?
We've got one more thing. We've got our special for this week.
Oh,
we're
going
to do a lovely tarragon tiger shrimp on top of a gorgeous bed of red quinoa with some vegetables in that for you. Do something a little different this week.
Yeah.
Venture out a little bit.
I unpacked the truck yesterday. When she says red quinoa, she's not lying. It is about as red can get.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys have never had quinoa or you don't know what it is a grain. It tastes very much a very slight hint of like rice,
mm-hmm.
but it has an incredible texture. It's almost like you're eating caviar. It's
really?
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
It's quinoa is definitely different, but it's honestly one of the things that I learned to love.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, my sister had celiac, so quinoa was kind of one of those that we used to kind of help.
A go-to.
With. Yeah, it was a go-to for sure, you know, because it's got a lot of nutrients in it.
Sure.
So it's always just fun to play with. There's so many different things you can do with quinoa, and it's
awesome.
The colors that it comes in are absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Definitely gonna pop a little bit.
Oh yes.
Yes.
Well, guys, as always, it's good to have you in the studio. We appreciate the time and encourage folks to come have fun with the crew from the Cedar Room in downtown North Platte.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Look forward to next week.
Next week.
Oh yeah.
I'm excited. More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick break here on KODY.